Tailgating is about making sure everyone has a good time. And getting the right food is the most important call. Plan your perfect tailgate at the Backyard and Forest with 13 different options featuring restaurants that specialize in appetizers, main courses, and snacks. Get something everyone will enjoy. And when you want to celebrate other occasions, just visit the Backyard and ask about scheduling your next private gathering. The Backyard on 221 and Forest near the Kroger Shopping Center. Friday on the Fast Lane, WSET's Dave Walls commiserated with us on having college football action like Liberty Syracuse and Wake Forest UVA on a Friday night. We both think Friday should be reserved for high school football. Hear why at the Fast Lane with Ed Lane podcast. Share your takes, Fast Lane, Ed Lane, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Join us Monday as we recap high school, college, the pros, and NASCAR in covering the Commonwealth on the Fast Lane 5 to 6, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app, 93.3 FM, and enable your smart speaker stream, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Second and 9 for Amherst to roll out on a fake over to the right side. 25-20-15 inside there, brought down around the 11. On that end-around run, a quick little rollout over to the right side. It looked like it was J.J. Morris, the sophomore wide receiver, who hauled that ball in. And it's enough to move the chains for a first down presented by Nadine Blakely Realtor with Remax First Olympic. 11:52 to go in this second quarter. Amherst trying to get on the board first here at Jefferson Forest as we are early into the second quarter.
Yeah, decent little play-action pass right there. Able to sneak out the wing into the flats, and he was wide open. Nobody covered him.
Tyleek Brown, the quarterback under center. This time it's a misdirection and a give off the left side, off left tackle, down inside the 10 to about the 7. It looked like Jamarius Stewart, who was the one who caught that last pass, also on the carry.
Little run right there off tackle right now. The offense has kind of got in a little bit of a rhythm right here. The defense has let them get a number of first downs. They lost a little momentum right here. Now that they're in the red zone right here, they really need to stiffen up right here and try to hold the Lancers from getting in the end zone with their defense, which they actually have changed up a little bit. Looks like they're in a 5-3 type defense. They got 5 defensive linemen and 3 linebackers.
The 2 is where Amherst needs to get for a first down. This time a fake, stopping at the 5 off left tackle, riding his way down inside the 2 to about the 1.5-yard line. Should be enough for a Tyleek Brown first down as the quarterback for Amherst keeps that one and moves the chains, actually moves them down to the ground because it's first down and goal. Exactly 1 minute into this second quarter. No score, but that might change soon with Amherst knocking on the door for an Impact Church touchdown.
Well, they basically quarterback read that. He probably could have either handed it off or he pulled it. He decided to pull it, keep it around the end. Defense did a good job keeping him out of the end zone right there. They really got to stiffen up now with the ball down in here by the 2-yard line.
They say it's at the 2 for Amherst. First down and goal. Tyleek Brown from under center, this time a give off left tackle and in for the touchdown. It looks like it's Xavier Elliott. A touchdown for Amherst, and they strike first as they get into the end zone. That touchdown presented by Impact Church. Impact Church at the corner of 811 and 221 in Forest. No need for a Nadine Blakely first down there as they get right into the end zone and strike first. 10:34 to go in the second quarter.
And they just powered it in right there and overpowered the defensive line on that little 2-yard run with the lead power dive, and they scored on that one.
Jonathan Stonelake on to attempt the extra point. Snap is down. A little bit of pressure, but not enough to deter the extra point from sliding right down the middle of the uprights and making it 7-0. Amherst on top of Jefferson Forest. 10:34 remaining in the first half. You're listening to JF Football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Hey, Coach Rick Kennedy here. I just want to go ahead and take time to tell you about the fastest growing church in Forest, Virginia, Impact Church. And we have the pastor, Brad Bell, here to share with us now a little bit about it.
Hi, this is Pastor Brad from Impact Church in Forest, and I want to give you a special invitation to join us for worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. We stand on and preach the truth of God's Word to make disciples who shine the light of Christ in our homes, schools, and community. We have an exciting kids ministry for ages 2 years old through fifth grade and an active youth ministry for middle and high schoolers. You can check us out on Facebook and YouTube at Impact Church Forest. God is doing an amazing work through Impact Church in people's hearts and lives and in our community. And we would love for you and your family to be a part of it. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Jonathan Stonelake's kick is fielded by Price at the 20-yard line, right side seam 30, bouncing out to the far sideline. 40 stays on his feet and keeps his legs churning up to about the 43. It's where he's brought down as Daniel Price on the nice return for Jefferson Forest. They need it. They trail Amherst 7-0. 10:28 to go here in the second quarter. And last week, they were actually ahead of Brookville around this point, 14-13, and then it all unraveled. What does JF need to do right here to answer the Amherst score and obviously prevent that sequence of events from repeating itself?
The answer would be to get in the end zone. But for me, if they can sustain a drive here and just show that they can move the ball and eat up a bunch of time off the clock and, you know, just still, again, keep themselves in the game. Don't let Amherst, you know, take control and start a blowout. That's what you don't want to happen.
Josiah Bell works from the shotgun, a man in motion. It's Jackson from right to left. He looks instead across the middle and incomplete for Donovan Elliott, who was open. And that's one of those anticipatory throws. He threw it where the receiver was, not where he was going to be. And by virtue of that, it was a little bit behind Donovan Elliott, and the ball was knocked down and incomplete instead of a completion for big yardage.
Yeah, a little better pass right there. A little bit, the ball would have got there a little bit sooner, and he would have led him just a little bit more. That would have been a great completion and a chance for a big play, and they missed out on an opportunity there with the pass being just a little bit off.
10:23 to go in the second quarter from Sabre Stadium. Amherst, 7-0 lead on JF. Cavaliers looking to answer. Low snap. Fake the handoff, keeping himself as Bell makes a man miss at the 40, bounces off right tackle in the right side seam, up past the 45 to the 46. Not a pretty 4 yards, but it's good enough to set up a manageable 3rd and 6 for the Cavaliers just shy of midfield.
Yeah, 4 yard run right there by the quarterback, Josiah Bell. And again, that is a great play. That play can really work because they haven't seen it a whole lot. And he can read that, he can either hand it off to Marsteller coming across, or he can pull that and keep it and puts him in a chance now here at 3rd and 6.
7-0 Amherst on top of JF. Can and will the Cavaliers answer with a first down presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. We find out right now as Bell takes the shotgun snap and looks left. It's deflected and actually caught, but a loss of yardage. Coming back to grab that ball is Elliott. Even if he got up, which he did, and he slid down to make that grab and was down immediately, it would have not mattered much because he had two Lancer defenders right on him, and it would have been a punt, which is coming up right now, either way.
Yeah, again, you know, we just talked about wanting to build some momentum, try to sustain the drive, and now you're at 3 and out right here. Not what you want to do offensively, give the ball back to Amherst.
Amherst showing like they'll bring pressure. They do, but Marsteller gets it off. Not a great roll, but good enough. It bounces at the 34, rolls inside the 25 down to the 23 of Amherst, and they'll at least have to march further down the field if they want to tack on to their 7-0 advantage, 8:53 to go in the first half. Now is where your defense really has to start to buckle down. Obviously, you wanted it on that last drive, but one thing to keep your eye on if you're a JF fan and certainly anybody with JF is what happens on this first down play. Because when Amherst got the ball the last time, even though it was their own 10, their first play was a 7-yard gain, and it set in motion a positive yardage sequence, which allowed them to methodically march down the field.
And again, this wing T defense is very difficult to challenge.
Quick drop back now, looking down the left side, wanting a man open and incomplete. Lockstep with the intended receiver, Lawrence Brown, was Donovan Elliott, who was in with him step for step, incomplete, and it brings up 2nd and 10. We've seen a little more passing than we normally have out of a Bob Christmas offense as he's varied it up here to start this season.
Yeah, and again, he may be looking at throwing some passes here just to try to keep the defense honest because they're trying to stack the box right here and play this wing T run. And that was actually a stop and go by the number one receiver. They wanted to throw it deep, but again, another poor throw deep down the field, too high.
Split backfield, and it's a give on the end around over the far side. 25 left side, 30. First down for Amherst. Pushed out of bounds. Tylee Brown's handoff over on the far side. It looked like taking on the far side was Jordan Whitelaw or Michelle Vaughn. It was one of the two. It was Whitelaw who takes the carry, and it is enough for a first down. Presented by Nadine Blakely, your Forest area specialist, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic.
Well, that was a different look out of the wing tee. Little motion right there, and essentially that was just a jet sweep play with the wing motion, and that's exactly what happened. Quick handoff right to the guy in motion, and he was able to use his speed to the outside.
Five down linemen again for Jefferson Forest. This time Amherst, the handoff, shimmying his way up past the 40 to about the 45. That's a nice little shifty run from Jamarius Stewart as he turned the middle of the field to run up, taking the right side of the line and kicking, allowing that to give him about nine yards to set up second down and one for Amherst as they approach midfield yet again.
Yeah, well, essentially that was the same play coming back to this other side out of a little different formation. The wing motion, again, jet sweep type run and handoff where he was able to cut it up quick when he saw a hole and had a positive 9 yards.
Under 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, Amherst trying to grow their 7-0 lead. Second and one coming. This time it's a handoff and diving up enough for the first down, about the 48 on that run. It wasn't the prettiest run for Amherst, but it is enough to move the sticks as Vincent Sweeney, the tailback, took that toast.
Yeah, another quick dive type play right there, quarterback. Just handed it off right there, and again, you know, he's running out. He's carrying out his fakes right here. It won't be too long. He's going to want to pull one and probably keep it and try to get around the end.
First and 10, Amherst at their own 48-yard line. They break the huddle as they've done much of the evening. Even JF has done some of that here tonight. Huddle look offensively. So Amherst approaches the line, 7:21 to go first half. And now multiple men in motion at the same time, including one of them going forward. That's not allowed, and it's a false start. Amherst goes back 5 yards.
Yeah, JF needed that right there. That's one of the first real big penalties we had against Amherst, and that backs them up 5 yards, first and 15. And, again, this defense now has to find a way to get a stop here, a turnover, get a couple big plays, put them in some yardage distance instead of the short stuff.
Yes, indeed. First and 15 for Amherst. Haven't seen a lot of this, or second down and long, anything like that. Ball spotted at their own 43, the Lancers. They need to get to the 42 of JF for another first down. Snap this time, give end around. Bouncing left side, 45, turning the corner, 50, staying on his feet, and then lunging out of bounds just shy of the JF 45 on that end around run. Was Jordan Whitelaw, who has his second carry, and he's got some explosiveness, does the 5'6" sophomore running back.
Yeah, they're finding some success right there running number 23, Whitelaw. He's taking a couple handoffs, taking them to the outside. He's got some pretty good speed. He's able to get out there before the pressure can come up and turn up that sideline for some really good positive yards every time he's touched the football tonight.
Second and 7, Amherst. Ball on the left hash mark, inside JF territory. Whitelaw shifts by one man at the 45, down to the JF 41. Might have been a flag thrown in there. We're trying to decipher if that was in fact the case. But if it's not, it's another first down for Amherst.
Yeah, again, Whitelaw taking the counter, wing back counter, coming back across right now. Coach Christmas is really riding him hard right now because he's had such good success touching the football every time, and that was the counter play, another big positive first down, but we'll see if there's yardage.
There is, but not the kind JF wants, a personal foul face mask. So it goes from the 42 down to the 27, and Amherst gets set up closer to the goal line. And we've talked about penalties. It derailed a JF drive in the first quarter. It might aid an Amherst drive in the second. Neither a good result for the Cavaliers, who trail 7-0, 6 minutes to go before halftime. Up under center, Tylee Brown. Play fake, drops back, looks down the left sideline, wants a man in the end zone, and incomplete. Elliott again to knock it away from Lawrence Brown, the split end and the intended receiver. And that is the second time Donovan Elliott has come up with a big defensive play. He was a Forest Youth Athletic Association defensive player of the game earlier this season, and he's making a case to be one again tonight.
Yeah, he definitely has the ability to run with the wideouts for the Amherst Lancers. He's able to stay with them. And because the quarterback's throwing so much air under there, he's actually got time to get in position and make a defensive play.
Tylee Brown, the quarterback under center for Amherst. This time it's a give to Stewart. No, it's a give on the left side. Sweeney, he faked us out too, and he takes it down the left sideline and in for the Lancer touchdown. Vincent Sweeney moves into the end zone for the touchdown, and that is a 27-yard score for Amherst to extend their lead to 13-0. That touchdown presented by Impact Church at the corner of 811 and 221 in Forest.
Yeah, I think that was their little zero inside trap right there. It hit so quick, and the motion in the backfield and the action in the backfield almost had me confused. I was trying to think it was the buck sweep, but it turned out to be the zero trap, and they took that to the house for the touchdown.
For the Lancers, two consecutive drives for Amherst, two consecutive touchdown drives, to be more specific, gives them a 13, perhaps 14-0 lead. Snap down, extra point is on the way. It's low, but it's got enough arc to make it 14-0 Lancers. 5:49 to go in the first half. You're listening to JF Football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
When looking around the neighborhoods at homes for sale, one name always pops up, Nadine Blakely. Looking to buy or sell? Call Nadine. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, was the top 100 producer in the USA among all RE/MAX agents, coming in at number 87. And Nadine was the top residential producer in the entire Lynchburg area. Nadine also has a proven track record of serving our community, giving back to our schools and charities. Whether you're buying or selling, call Nadine Blakely at 434-444-2226 and visit NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
Attention diesel fleet technicians and mechanics. This message is for you. Due to unprecedented growth, Wicked Diesel is hiring. They're looking for experienced diesel techs wanting to advance with the area's fastest growing diesel truck repair facility. If you want top pay, you want to work at Wicked Diesel. Send your info to Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. That's Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. Located in Bedford, halfway between Lynchburg and Roanoke. Go Wicked. The area's expert diesel truck repair center.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Back at Sabre Stadium, 14-0. Amherst has grown their lead with 5:48 to go in the first half. And now they'll kick it away to JF as this ball is high and fielded around the 5-yard line. Up to the 10, 15, 20, Jackson left side 30. Sprinting down the left sideline, 40. Stays on his feet, plows over a defender to the 45. Could that be the spark this JF offense needs? Their bench is acting like it. Now the challenge is, can they build on that momentum boost? They need to, because they still trail 14-0.
Yeah, that was a great run right there. Hopefully that's going to give the JF a little bit of a boost. The sideline got pretty stoked up on that run all the way up here to the 45-yard line. He trucked the kicker who made that tackle. Maybe they'll spark the offense right here.
40-yard kick return for Brody Jackson of Jefferson Forest. Could that be what this offense needs? This could go a couple of ways. Last week, JF had the lead. Then they imploded in the second quarter and were in a multi-touchdown deficit against Brookville. They've given up two scores now, but they got a chance to answer. Will they? Not yet. Snap is low. Picking it up over to the right side, Marsteller turns the corner, 35-40. Now back to the original line of scrimmage. That should have been a significant yardage loss. Instead, it's actually a gain of about two. Very fortuitous sequence of events for JF.
Yeah, that was a bad snap. Rolled back, got between the quarterback's legs, and luckily Marsteller was able to get back there, pick up the ball, turn it around, make it around to the sideline for a 2-yard gain. I mean, that play was just unbelievable in itself, that it wasn't a 10-yard loss.
It is. And now it's 2nd and 8 coming up for JF. And, you know, you're down 14-0, but it is the second quarter. Maybe wise to do what they're doing right now, which is huddle and try to regain your composure offensively. Ball right hash mark, 3 yards from midfield for JF. 8 yards to go for a first down. 4 receivers set, 3 wide to the left, 1 to the short right side. Shotgun snap, Bell. Play fake. under duress, but a screen pass. Caught Marsteller, 45-50. First down inside the 45 of Amherst, down to their 44. He moves it down and moves the chains in the process for a first down presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. She sold over 55 homes in the Lynchburg area this year and has more in the Forest area coming soon. Now an injured Lancer down on the far side of the field, so we will take an Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group injury timeout. Amherst leads 14-0, 4:38 to go first half. JF trying to answer.
If you're a serious or casual athlete, injuries are part of the game. They're even a reality living your life. Thankfully, you have access to healthcare to get back in the game. Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group specializes in sports medicine. Dr. Andrew Pylik is fellowship trained in sports medicine, which helps keep the cost in line. Access Healthcare even has x-ray on site, and of course, the Jocks Doc and his team will provide personal care and consult with you on the best solutions. Get the best sports medicine treatment with Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group, 2103 Grays Mill Road in Forest, across from Ferguson Enterprises.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Back here at Sabre Stadium, 14-0, 4:35, and the clock is winding down in the first half. Cavaliers trying to claw their way back in with a two-touchdown deficit, but they are at the Lancer 44 with a fresh set of downs. Shotgun coming up for the sophomore quarterback, Josiah Bell. He faces a four-man front plus pressure off the left side that may be coming, and two more in the gap. Called Jackson, he tries to break a tackle, does not. Wrestle down back at around the 48. Anytime you hear that word back, it's probably not a good thing, and it was not there as J.J. Morris. Good tackle by the 6 foot thick, 160-pound sophomore defensive back to bring him down.
Yeah, for those plays to work out there on those quick X's, quick throws out here to number one, number two has to be able to block the corner. And he was unable to do that, and the corner came free off the block and had a big tackle for a loss of almost 5 yards right there. That's not what you want on first down.
Second and 15 for JF coming up, and whistles blow again. Is there a timeout? It is. JF takes it. We'll join them in that timeout. They trail. JF does, 14-0 against Amherst. 3:39 to go before halftime. You're listening to JF Football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Tailgating is about making sure everyone has a good time. And getting the right food is the most important call. Plan your perfect tailgate at the Backyard in Forest with 13 different options featuring restaurants that specialize in appetizers, main courses, and snacks. Get something everyone will enjoy. And when you want to celebrate other occasions, just visit the Backyard and ask about scheduling your next private gathering. The Backyard on 221 in Forest near the Kroger Shopping Center.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Second and 15, snap coming up for JF. In around Marsteller as daylight, left side 40, inside the 35. He's tripped up around the 33, and may give a forward progress down to the 32. But on second and 15, JF is able to gain about 18, and that is enough for another first down, presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. 3:30 to go before halftime. JF trying to eat away at a 14-0 deficit to the Amherst Lancers.
Yeah, the offense must have seen something right there off that formation. They had the trips, which means they were trying to run man on this backside, and they just ran a sweep to his side, and Marsteller was able to use his speed and get up the sideline. Nobody was even close to him until almost 15, 20 yards.
And now it looks like there may be another timeout taken. We'll see if this is an injury timeout or not. And now it's not. It's just a substitution coming up for Amherst. A little confusion, it looked like, on their part on that substitution. JF maybe having the Lancers defense on their heels right now. They've got to capitalize with a two-touchdown deficit right now.
Yeah, there's got to be a little bit of pressure right here on the JF offense to put the ball in the end zone, get some points on the board.
Three receivers to the wide right, one to the short left. There was movement, but getting back off onside on the left side. Quick throw down the right side seam. It was looking for Price, but Daniel Price did not get his head turned around in time for the Josiah Bell pass, and it's incomplete to set up second and 10. If Price has his head around, he's got a first down and maybe even a touchdown if he can run to the end zone. Instead, it's second and 10 coming up.
Yeah, that was a big error right there by Daniel Price. He was wide open going down the seam. The quarterback read it, made a perfect throw, and he never turned his head around to see where the ball was. He might have caught that and went straight in the end zone.
how many times have we mentioned this, Coach, that JF, you know, when they put it all together, you see where the promise is. It's just that consistency is not there. And against varsity teams in the Seminole, it is for others, and that's where it's been a real challenge for JF and even out of district play as well, Gretton and Pulaski those first two games. Bell shotgun snap, looks to the left side as Jackson wants it in and out of his grasp. He had it around the four-yard line, could have gotten into the end zone, but he could not pull that ball in. Instead, it's going to be third and 10 for JF.
Well, I'll tell you, if you have a visual right here when those corners and everybody walk up, you can tell they're playing man because then the linebackers are all coming up. They want to bring pressure. So every time they're bringing pressure from the linebackers, they're playing man coverage behind them. And that time, number nine, Brody Jackson had the defender beat. This throw was out there. It would have been a great throw and catch, but he just couldn't hold it in long enough to get that catch.
Two receivers each side and even 3 minutes to go before halftime. Clock is stopped off the incompletion. Third and 10, JF at the Lancer 32. Ball is deflected, and bobbling it, Jackson would have caught it for a small amount of yardage around the 30. Instead, it's incomplete. And now this is likely go-for-it territory. You're kind of in no-man's land if you're JF at the Amherst 32.
Well, they haven't been able to stop him the last two series right here. They've got the ball driven down here. They're in fourth and 10 right now. Again, you're 0-3. You're down two touchdowns already. You know, you got to go ahead and gamble right here and try to get this first down. So we'll see what coach calls up.
For a young team, JF only has eight seniors and a sophomore quarterback in Josiah Bell. You might be seeing some exotic pressure from Amherst. They've got four down linemen, but they're crouching a couple of other Lancers up toward the box. Could there be a delayed blitz? One is showing it up the middle. He's coming along with another friend. Six in total. Instead, it's Bell floats it to the right side. Avison bobbles incomplete, but he was dragged down at the 10-yard line. It'll be pass interference, and that will give JF a first down.
Well, I tell you what, they got a great break right there. Basically, they ran through the bomb out here to number one going up the far sideline, and he was open. He had got by the corner. And the ball was underthrown, but the receiver came back for it, and the corner never turned around. And when the receiver was coming back for the ball, the corner reached out and hooked him, and that was an easy throw and a penalty for the official to see that.
So it'll be first down for Jefferson Forest. They'll mark it a 15-yard penalty from the 32 down to the 17-yard line. Not quite the exact spot of the foul, but it's close enough. And more importantly, JF gets a reset on down. They have plenty of time. 2:51 to go before halftime. Each team with that full allotment of timeouts, by the way. Actually, Amherst has burned one.
I tell you, JF needed that bad. They really got some help right there, and they need to somehow take advantage of it and, again, feel the pressure to put this ball in the end zone to stay in this football game early.
Two receivers, to each side. Shotgun snap, play fake, now a throw over the left side and nearly intercepted at the goal line. Slipping at the A in Cavaliers, the first A near the C, and the ball was nearly intercepted. Price was the intended recipient, but fortunately for JF, Vincent Sweeney, the outside linebacker, was dropping back in coverage, could not hold on to the ball, and it'll be second and 10.
Well, I tell you, the quarterback's having a hard time reading the coverage of the defense right there. Again, they like to have they're sitting two safeties in the middle of the field, and he threw that to the middle field right where the safety was, and it should have been picked off.
Two receivers each side, now second and 10. Marsteller, the back, to the left of Josiah Bell, who works out of the shotgun. Four down lineman for the Lancers. Bell on a design QB run at the 15, bounces off left side as he drops his shoulder between the left side numbers and sideline down to about the 12, gain of 5. It'll set up third and about 5, 2:34 and a counting down clock in the late second quarter. Amherst leads 14-0 over a driving Jefferson Forest.
I tell you, when they run the doubles on both sides, what that does is that keeps the Amherst with the two safeties, and it loosens the outside linebackers. It keeps them from blitzing. And that's a great time to run the football. That's when I like to see Marsteller get the ball a little bit more with his speed and ability to run the football.
Two receivers to each side for Jefferson Forest. Third down and about 5, probably 4 down territory. Again, they trail by 2 touchdowns. Jackson moving from left to right. JF throws over to the back corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. Price cannot quite get there, and in lockstep with him was Lawrence Brown. It'll set up fourth down, and you would think, what, with that play call taking a shot to the end zone, that you may be thinking four downs all the way?
Well, I tell you, they ran a corner route, and the receiver was running to the back corner of the end zone, and the quarterback threw it to the front pylon. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know if the ball slipped out of his hand or just a poor pass right there, but you know, you had third and five right now. Now it's fourth and five. I mean, you got, again, work your way for these first downs.
JF, 5 yards to go. Fourth down and five. Can they get the Nadine Blakely reel over with Remax First Olympic? First down. Shotgun snap, Bell. Looks to his left, now fires it towards his left. Incomplete. He wanted Jackson in the front left side of the end zone. And incomplete near the front left pylon, and it'll be a turnover on downs.
Oh, yeah, missed opportunity right there. They got some, you know, help with the pass interference call earlier. They moved the ball a little bit more, but they just were not able to do what they needed to do right there, and that is put the ball in the end zone and get some points. A big disadvantage for them on the scoreboard right here as the second quarter's winding down.
1:48 to go before halftime. Will Amherst be content to run out the remainder of this clock, or will they try to grow their two-touchdown advantage at Jefferson Forest? They've started deep in their own territory. Their first touchdown drive was a 90-yarder that began at their 10. They've actually got a 2-yard head start from that one. And their last touchdown drive began at their own 23. So they've made the best without great field position. Shotgun center, under center snap, give on the end around to Lawrence Brown. Bounces out left side, 15-20. He's got daylight, 30. 40, down the left sideline, 50. He is off to the races, 40, 30, 20. 15, 10, Brown fumbles it and actually picks it up at the 5, but falls down there. He had an 88-yard touchdown in his purview, and in shades of Daniel Jones, the Giants quarterback last year, who was streaking for a touchdown on a Thursday night game against Philadelphia, ran out of gas getting to the end zone, and instead it'll be first down and goal for Amherst. Still a great run, but not quite the touchdown run for Lawrence Brown, and he'll probably never live that one down, even if he does get into the end zone here in a couple plays.
Well, that was definitely a great run right there by the Amherst Lancers. A sweep, some type of reverse sweep, almost looked like it was kind of delayed action there, him taking it wide. And the two receivers out there on that left side were able to get their blocks, and nobody touched him until he fell down and fumbled his own football.
Tyleek Brown from under center. This time it's a handoff, and Vincent Sweeney goes nowhere. Brought down around the 5. JF's defense trying to bow up. A loss of a couple. Ben Calkins in on that stop. We've had Brian Avison, Ben Calkins. We've also had Donovan Elliott, again, making cases for the Forest Youth Athletic Association Defensive Player of the Game that will be announced in our post-game show presented by Wicked Diesel.
Well, I tell you what, if JF can find a way to get a stop right here, this would be a big momentum boost. The fact that, you know, they can try to hold them out after the fumble on the breakaway.
40 seconds to go, first half. Snap this time. Stewart trying to turn the corner at the 5, wants to bounce it out to the far side. Can't take it to the end zone. Maybe gets to about the 3, and Jordan Whitelaw on that carry. So he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. And now Amherst has got to think about using a timeout. 22 seconds left before halftime. They call the timeout, give it to them with 20 seconds to go before halftime. Amherst will have a third and goal coming up. 14-0, and we'll keep it here, Coach. This is as big as you could expect for this JF defense. The turnover on downs, the big play. Could they take advantage of what was a breath of added life when Lawrence Brown was running into the end zone but couldn't hold on to the ball or his body positioning and fell down just shy?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, that was a gimme touchdown. There was nobody within 30 yards of him after he got down inside the 10, and he just fumbles the ball and falls down like some invisible defender got to him or something. And so for them to not possibly score here, this would be a huge, huge advantage and a benefit for the JF Cavaliers right now.
The grass monster tackleth on that run from Lawrence Brown. 85, he needed 88, though, to get the end zone. Now the referees wait to reset out of this timeout. They have not. Amherst and JF are both ready for this third down and goal snap that's coming up from the 3 on the left hash mark. The clock says 20 seconds. I think they want to add a couple more I think they may be saying 25 or 26 seconds, trying to read the hand signals from the officials down on the field. And it'll be 26 seconds. They give it the okay. And it'll be 3rd-and-3 coming up for the Lancers, who have a 14-0 lead, 3rd-and-goal from the 3. So obviously, Amherst trying to grow that advantage. Can Jefferson Forest keep them out of the end zone? We are about to find out.
Yeah, they got two plays right here. It's 3rd down, 3rd-and-goal right here, 26 seconds left. I mean, they just have to come up two plays right here, two plays to keep them out of the end zone.
Up under center this time. It's Tyleek Brown. The quarterback snap this time, a give off the left side, barreling through a tackle and into the end zone for the Amherst touchdown. Jamarius Stewart broke a tackle, gets into the end zone, and Amherst builds their lead 20-0 with 22 seconds remaining before halftime.
Man, that was just a lead dive right there, and it actually got bottled up pretty good, but he was able to cut back into the middle of the field where there was nobody there. Everybody had vacated by that point, and he had a clear run in.
22 seconds to go before halftime. After that touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely, or presented by Impact Church, the corner of 811 and 221 in Forest. High snap, kick on the way. It's up, partially deflected. No good. So it'll stay. Amherst 20, JF nothing. 22 seconds to go before halftime. You're listening to JF Football presented by Earth Right Mid-Atlantic.
The best deals in the area are at InsaneRadioDeals.com. Looking for some vegan products for your face, hair, and body? InsaneRadioDeals.com has the deal for you. $25 gift certificates to Oshun Organics for only $15. You heard me right. $25 gift certificates to Oshun Organics for only $15. All products are made on-site in the Lynchburg Community Market. $25 gift certificates to Oshun Organics for only $15 at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
22 seconds to go before halftime. Jefferson Forest trails Amherst 20-0 with the coach Rick Kennedy on Med Lane. You're listening to JF Football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Coming up, it'll be our Wicked Diesel scoreboard report as part of our halftime show with Trey Lyle back in the studio, also recapping the first half. As Stone Lake, a high but not particularly deep kick. Fear caught and fielded around the 30-yard line, but flags come in on the play. They may have had a Lancer jump offside on the kick. They do. And so the Lancers will re-kick it from the 35 instead of the 40.
I'm really surprised they're still letting them get it up in the air and at least give the return team an opportunity. I'm surprised they're not trying to squib it on the ground and get it on the ground where it's a little bit harder to pick up.
Not only that, but even if you do, you spend time in the moment you touch it trying to get a grasp. That clock starts moving, which can melt away precious seconds, and they are precious for JF, as they only have 22 of them before halftime and wanting to add something before the break. 20-0, they trail Amherst.
Yeah, they need to get some type of big return right here for sure. They'll back receive guys need to move up. They're way too deep right now.
Approaching it is Stone Lake. A high kick, a little bit deeper this time, actually. Bobbling it, picking it up. Price, 25, turns to left side. A lot of real estate, 30, 35. Stiff arms a man at the 40. Tackled around the 45, but he lunges to the 50-yard line. And JF will have a couple cracks at this with 14 seconds to go before halftime. Ball is at midfield. JF does trail Amherst 20-0, and the Lancers will get the ball at the beginning of the second half.
If we got anything positive to say right now, it's the return of the JF receiving team right there. They've put together some big returns, have given their offense some chances right here, and they got a chance for a couple deep throws right here that may work out in their favor.
We shall see what JF has dialed up. They got a couple timeouts also in their back pocket if they want to test the middle of the field and use them. Three receivers to the wide right side, one to the short left. Ball left hash mark at midfield, screen pass. Marsteller has it, 50, left side 40. Following blockers inside the 35, tripped up around the 33. With 6 seconds to go before halftime, I would presume a timeout is coming from JF. They are feverishly signaling for one, and the referees grant them their wish. And so JF, with one more wish of a timeout left, as the second question comes from the genie in the bottle. 20-0, JF trails Amherst, but they are trying to grab some points before halftime. What do you dial up here with at best two, but most likely one play to take a shot and get it into the end zone?
Yeah, you go ahead. I would have them do some type of sprint out to give them a little more time, and then have them set up on the sprint out and just throw it up in the end zone and try to get something, you know, get something to happen favorable. Either one of your guys catch the ball or somehow get an interference call. But I think he definitely needs to do some type of sprint out. I think if he just straight drops back, they're going to try to, you know, bring some pressure on him right there.
So a rollout could certainly alleviate some of that. We will see what Amherst draws up defensively and how JF counters that and tries to make the most of these 6 seconds. A score is well within reach for Jefferson Forest. They've got it at the Lancer 32. They've moved the ball effectively here for much of this evening, but they have not been able to finish drives, and that is what is the difference between the Lancers, who have 20 points, and JF, who has none. Chap out of the shotgun. Bell drops back. He looks over to the middle of the field. Ball skying for it. Caught at the 10. Brought down inside the 10, but not enough time left on the clock. They will grant him the catch, but a hit brought down, and Amherst immediately selling it to the officials, sprinting to the locker room. The referees say so as well. 20-0. Amherst leads Jefferson Forest. Coming up, your halftime report and the Wicked Diesel scoreboard, with all sorts of action in high school and college football on a very busy Friday evening. Trey Lyle comes your way next from the Virginia Talk Radio Network studios. You're listening to JF Football, presented by Earth Right Mid-Atlantic. Amherst 20, Jefferson Forest nothing. We're at halftime.
You're listening to Jefferson Forest Cavalier Football on Virginia's talk station, WIQO Forest, 100.9 FM.
Winning teams have experienced coaching staffs who help craft winning game plans. Put winning experience to work for your home team. Craig P. Taylor, attorney at law, has 25 years' experience helping craft the perfect plan in case something unfortunate happens. When you call Craig P. Taylor, attorney at law, and work with him on your personal or family will, you'll have a sound game plan to navigate any surprises in the game of life. Start designing your family game plan today. Visit CraigTillerLaw.com or Craig's office at the corner of Route 811 and 221 in Forest.
When looking around the neighborhoods at homes for sale, one name always pops up: Nadine Blakely. Looking to buy or sell? Call Nadine. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, was the top 100 producer in the USA among all RE/MAX agents, coming in at number 87. And Nadine was the top residential producer in the entire Lynchburg area. Nadine also has a proven track record of serving our community, giving back to our schools and charities. Whether you're buying or selling, call Nadine Blakely at 434-444-2226 and visit NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
Hey, Coach Rick Kennedy here. I just want to go ahead and take time to tell you about the fastest growing church in Forest, Virginia, Impact Church. And we have the pastor, Brad Bell, here to share with us now a little bit about it.
Hi, this is Pastor Brad from Impact Church in Forest. And I want to give you a special invitation to join us for worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. We stand on and preach the truth of God's word to make disciples who shine the light of Christ in our homes, schools, and community. We have an exciting kids ministry for ages 2 years old through fifth grade, and an active youth ministry for middle and high schoolers. You can check us out on Facebook and YouTube at Impact Church Forest. God is doing an amazing work through Impact Church in people's hearts and lives and in our community. And we would love for you and your family to be a part of it. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
At Earthright Mid-Atlantic, we believe in comprehensive energy efficiency. This means learning and assessing your needs, just like we did with the Rainbow Forest Rec Center. Learn more about the right energy efficiency plan for you, including solar options. Drop by the Earthright Mid-Atlantic showroom on Lakeside Drive in Lynchburg and visit erepower.com to learn more about our guaranteed reduction in energy costs.
Young adults face unique stresses and challenges more than ever. That's why the Forest Youth Athletic Association's mission is providing a safe arena where growing children can learn the rules and values that come from athletic competition. FYAA sports like wiffle ball, t-ball, baseball, softball, lacrosse, soccer, football, flag football, basketball, and cheer foster a culture of fair play and sportsmanship while developing skills and character that last beyond playing the game. Visit forestyouth.org to register for a sport or to share your time and resources.